If you're on this field, shout hallelujah. I want us to shout in such a way that we rattle the foundation of this campus. I say, if you're on this field, shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory. God has a plan for this campus. There is a decree that he wants to utter so that he can begin to create the things that are not present here, and so that he can pull down things that are present that are not consistent with his will. In a moment of time, before we begin to engage the gear, I'd like you to say a prayer before the presence of God and commit God for something massive in your life, so that in few years from now, when your destiny is evaluated, you'll be able to handpick this night as a critical moment in your life where the paradigm shifted. I want you to commit God with a word of prayer anywhere you are. Just commit him right now. Commit the great monarch of Zion with a word of prayer as you make supplication and register your presence in the spirit. It's a historic day. It's a day of destiny. This day has been coming for many, many years. And now we are here. We want to take advantage of the possibilities that exist in the spirit in order for us to contact that which is lacking and become that which God has ordained. We register our presence in the spirit by word of prayer. We call upon the great monarch to move all of heaven so that he can reach everyone standing before his presence. Oh God, we call upon you tonight. It's a day of memorial, a day of destiny, and we come because we know that you are ready and you are also willing to make that which is lacking filled up, that we might be more galvanized to prosecute the destiny that lies ahead of us. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Whenever you see a place that is densely populated, spiritual activities are on the high scope, and the reason for that is you might find a vast land of valleys and mountains, and the presence of demons in that place might be inconsequential as compared to a place that has dense population, because the devil is a colonial master. Hallelujah. And God also is a colonial master, and they want to colonize men. So every time you have a dense population of human beings in a particular place, it's also a very spiritually sensitive place. All kinds of activities take place. All kinds of things happen. People, oh my God, servants of Satan, they are moved by their master to plant several things in the environment that will provide an atmosphere conducive for their master to operate. Can we raise a prayer for this campus and cry tonight? Let the colonial master that sits in the third heavens, let him have the upper hand tonight. Can we call for that colonial master? Let him step into the terrain and suddenly utter the template of the lives of men, utter the template of the destinies of men, utter things. The spiritual activity on this campus, because the colonial masters, they seek to take advantage of the dense population. Now we want to call upon him. Let the great monarch arise in his glory, and let his name be glorified, so much so that everything that ruled here before this time, let it come crumbling by reason of the manifestation of the hand of God. Oh Lord, moles kalemo komba lesika. We give you glory. Oh my God, that the Lord will stretch forth his hands over this campus, over this place, over the lives of men, and let there be a shift tonight. A shift. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you the glory. We thank you because of what you are set to do in the lives of your people. Thank you for the earth moving spiritual equipment that will be moving as we share fellowship in your presence, moving in the land, moving on the campus, moving to set things right, moving to uproot things that were buried in the ground. Thank you, Lord, for angelic reinforcement, angelic presence, and angelic ministry. We ask, oh God, that you make for yourself a great name in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your amen is there. Hallelujah. God bless you. You can have your seat as you welcome your neighbor to the flight. It's a flight in the spirit. You are most welcome in the name of Jesus. And just in case you are not yet on the field and you are walking towards this place, make it snappy, because God is in a hurry tonight. Thank you, Lord. Now, that your sound is not the sound. It's, you put it on strings and you start playing 15 minutes after my message begins. Let's go to the book of Genesis tonight to look upon the counsel of God. And the topic of my sermon, as I presented it to us in the prayer, is the influence of the colonial masters. Genesis chapter 3. Can you hear me from the field? Can you all hear my voice? All right. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1. Now the serpent
was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And it said unto the woman, Yea, had God said that ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and when that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took up the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Somebody help me ask your neighbor, Where art thou? Glory to God. And when he said, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Who told you that you were naked? Who told you that you were naked? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. If you study your Bible in the book of Genesis chapter 1, you see the grand design that God had in mind for man. If you also go further to the book of Psalms 8 from verse 4, you see the organogram of the universe. And in that organogram, man was designed as second in command after God. In that organogram, man was the only being that was created, and man himself is not his reference. You see, every other being that was created in the book of Genesis was their reference, because the Bible says they were created after their kind. But for man, it was different. Man was created after the God kind. So the reference for man was what? Huh? Oh my. Are you afraid of something? Is somebody afraid here? The reference for man was God, because the Bible says that man was created in the image of God. The Bible says that man was created in the likeness of God. What exactly does it mean for man to function as the image of God, for man to function as the likeness of God? We just established now that the reference for man is God. He was created man, but he was designed to function like God. He was designed to function with the resources of God. He was designed to function as a representative of God. He was designed to function as one that will represent God in this physical realm. So that as God is ultimate persona in the invisible realm, man will be ultimate persona in the visible realm. But man will be subject to the government of God so that he will be able to reflect the dynamics and the attributes of God. Such an ordination is what we call a high calling. Are you still with me? And so this was the scenario. Man was favored so much by God that he pedestaled him as his representative. But you see, in order for him to function in the ordination that God has designed for him, it came to pass, oh my, I don't have time to show us how the heavens and the earth were created. Maybe we need to do that. Can we move into another scripture quickly? Because we need to provide substance for the navigation that we are upon tonight. So if you are here, let's turn our Bibles quickly to the book of Romans chapter 1. I need to show us something quickly. If you are still with me, say amen. Don't get distracted, because these few moments are critical moments designed to alter destiny and to set lives of men in order. If we want to trace the beginning of all things, trace the template that God intended through which all humankind will be administered, then we need to visit and understand the book of Genesis and capture the mind of God. In the book of Romans chapter 1, okay, you help me. Where's the technical man? You can flash it on the screen. Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Let me just set this scripture in order so that we can make some good progress in our little exhortation. Alright, Romans chapter 1 verse 18, the Bible says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them." Verse 20 is my scripture of preference. Now, technical man, do you have any other translation apart from King James? King James might be a little bit technical, but let's read King James for now. Oh my, we're out of. Okay. The Bible says in verse 20, it said, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made." Now listen. What this scripture is trying to say is that the physical realm... Are you here? If you are still here, say amen. Alright. This scripture is trying to say that the physical realm is an illustration of the invisible realm. The Bible says that in the beginning God created first the heaven before he created the earth. He created the invisible. He created the immaterial before he created the material. And the Bible is saying here that the invisible things from the beginning of creation are clearly visualized, are clearly seen by the things which are visible, things which were made in the visible creation. Hallelujah. So the invisible creation was set up before the visible creation. In fact, this visible creation came out of the invisible creation. And the visible creation is an illustration of the invisible creation. And that was why when Jesus came, he explained heaven. He spoke about the realm and the kingdom of heaven using physical examples, because those physical examples illustrate the invisible things that he was talking about. And so in the Garden of Eden, something happened in the invisible realm that made God came. God decided, because of what happened in the invisible realm, decided to come to Adam to give him counsel. And what happened in the invisible realm is that an angel had rebelled. An angel had gone rogue. An angel has decided to declare independence against its master. And you see, there is a compatibility. There is a compatibility between the invisible and the visible realm. So that rebellion that had already been flagged off in the invisible realm was ultimately going to find expression in the visible realm. And because God knew that this invasion of the realm of man was bound to come, what God did in Genesis chapter 2 was that he showed up and gave Adam counsel. One of the counsels God gave was Adam. Are you seeing this whole garden? I've handed it over to you. But I'm going to bind you with a policy. And the policy with which I bind you will be indicative of whether you decide to submit to my government or not. You must understand that what led to the fall of Satan was that angels too were tested. Because angels are beings that were created with a will. Mortals are beings that were created with a will. And in God's creation, every creation that was created with a will be tested. So that it will be obvious where your loyalty lies. It was in such a test in heaven that some angels rebelled. They chose something other than God. And there was fracas in heaven. And God knew that that fracas was going to find expression, was going to be reflected upon the face of the earth. And so what God did was that he came down to Adam, as he normally used to do, and he provided counsel for him. He said, there are so many trees within the landscape of this garden. You have authority to eat from every one of them. But there is a tree. This tree is in the midst of the garden. This tree is a portal to another dimension. It's a portal to another government. It's a portal to another reality. Everything here is reflective of my reality. But if you eat of that tree, you go into another realm, you'll be operating from another reality entirely. In fact, that realm is such a realm that the realm has its own dictionary. It's so different from God's realm that it has its own lexicon. It's so different from God's realm that it has its own reality. The moment you partake of that tree, you become a victim of that potter and its attendant realities. So God was the first one to show up, and God came and gave him counsel. You see, the colonial masters, the tool with which they intend to exert influence upon mortal men, is the tool we call voice. Voice. So God came. The Bible said that the voice of the Lord came in the cool of the day and brought counsel to Adam. Now, the counsel of God was supposed to be an insulator against that which was about to invade his realm. It was supposed to protect him. It was supposed to insulate him. It was supposed to secure him. But
Okay? That was not all. When God finished to provide counsel to Adam, God allowed Adam to choose what he wanted. The scripture where we read in the book of Genesis chapter 3 was the instance when Satan came also to give counsel. See, God came, God gave counsel. Satan came, Satan did what? Satan did what? So the colonial masters intend to wield influence through counsel. Counsel is like a program. For those of you in computer science, are you still with me? When you click on an application on your phone and it begins to initialize, are you there? If it has not yet finished initializing and you want to shut it down, it's impossible because the program is already in motion. Counsel is like a program. Once you initialize it, it begins to run after a prescribed order. The expectations become possible just because you set up that program. There are some expectations that are bound. There are some possibilities that are bound. And as long as it is still in initializing, even if you change your mind and you want to shut it down, you cannot shut it down. It has a mind of its own after you have activated it. And so what was about to happen was counsel was coming from the two realms to Adam so that he would choose what he wants to activate. In the midst of the garden, we still had the tree of life. And the tree of life was an entry point into a realm, a government, a dimension. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was an entry point into a realm, a knowledge, a dimension. And it will be a trigger that will determine which colonial master will hold sway in your universe. Please help me tell your neighbor, God will give you a choice. God will provide counsel, but you will need to make the decision. Kingdoms rise and fall on decisions, because every decision is a result of a counsel, and every counsel is a program. And once you activate that program, the resultant effects are no longer emotional. There is a strong, hard reality that opens up. Meanwhile, are you still here? Hallelujah. Why are you people standing here? Are you the counselors or something? Or you came for my arrest? Hallelujah. There are programs, either of life or death, that the two colonial masters are waiting for you to click by an act of choice. The resultant effect after clicking it is no longer emotional. In fact, your power of choice, when deployed, defines the possibilities that are bound and your lines of development. And so, you will notice that there was a knowledge that God did not expect man to have. In order for him to live in an ecosystem that was not broken, there were dimensions of knowledge that God, even though the knowledge exists, God did not design man to have that kind of knowledge. And it was the advertisement. It was that knowledge that was the basis of the advertisement that Satan did. He said, God is aware that in the day you eat of this fruit, you shall become wise as the gods. Whereas you come into the garden, you move around the garden to seek God, to fellowship with God. But when you eat of this fruit, you will discover that you are the God that you are looking for. And there will be no need
for you to seek another higher power. There's God in you. Ah, that was the tale. That was the message that Satan brought. It is a message that engenders independence. It's a message that was designed to make Adam declare his independence from God. Meanwhile, by design, the way man was created was that he was created to be a being that is insufficient by design. Because the Bible says, it is the Spirit of God that helpeth our infirmities. God, by an act of his wisdom, decided to make us insufficient so that his Spirit will complete us. But the message that the devil was sending was that, Adam, there's God in you. Oh! It was a message that was luring the young man into independence. Meanwhile, by design, he was created insufficient. You will not go too far in life before you realize how insufficient you are. You will not go too far in life. We don't need to go too far to see the symptoms, the circumstances, when you are engaged in several situations that are orchestrated from the realm of the spirit. It doesn't matter whether you have a doctorate degree, you are subdued. The evidences of your insufficiency is put on public display. I had a lecturer those days. He was a lecturer. He had 5 master's degrees. 5 master's degrees. He had a master's degree in mathematics. Had a master's degree in physics. Had a master's degree in quantum chemistry. Had a master's degree in electronics engineering. He had 5 master's degrees in the most copious areas of academic adventure. Hallelujah. He earned himself a DSC, a Doctor of Science in Germany. His notes were in German language. But when the man comes for lecture, he wears 2 sets of spectacles. You are not with me. He will wear 1 set, and then at some point in the lecture, he will wear another one on that one. The best of knowledge made him such a creature. A creature. A strange creature that I never hoped to be like. His insufficiency was amplified with more knowledge. You need to see his jeans trouser. He was a creature. He was a strange creature. How he became such a creature, only God knows. But he was insufficient with his bogus brain. He has mathematics at his fingertips. He could derive equations. That this was a man that came to a lecturer, went on sabbatical leave. He came to take his course. The course was a purely theoretical course. But when this man came, he changed a theoretical course into derivations and calculations. He was full of infirmities, even though he schooled in the best universities in the world. God designed mortal man to be limited, to be insufficient, because the plan was that the Spirit of God will be the personality to complete him, so that his capacity can be fully realized. But Adam, instead of hearing the sound of God's call, Adam decided to go the way of Satan's suggestion. Why? Because Satan promised a knowledge. He promised a knowledge. A knowledge. A knowledge that God did not want him to have.
A knowledge that he was supposed to be insulated from so that his word would not be broken. A knowledge. You see? Are you still with me? You are not with me. Like young men that are here now, in the hostel, maybe you meet another young man that has forbidden knowledge. He has disvirgined 5 ladies. He has slept with somebody's wife before. So he has strange knowledge, forbidden knowledge. Then he comes to the hostel, he's afflicting everybody with that knowledge. That this is the science of this matter. Now, if you sit under that knowledge and you are hearing the knowledge is passing through, is passing to you, you may not understand that for every measure of that foul knowledge that you control, that you handle, you are exposed to foul spirits also. This knowledge that God wanted to preserve us from was intended to be our insulation from dimensions of darkness. I've met people before. A young man, he used to smoke all kinds of things, Then one day, something now pushed him to gather some leaf and smoke. The day he did that, a spirit entered him. See, that knowledge, that experiential knowledge that the devil is inviting us to have is going to be a basis of terrible bondage, such that it will take only the hand of God to break that kind of yoke. I've met people, because you see, the knowledge we are talking about is supposed to come as a result of eating a fruit. Is that so? Are you with me? It should come as what? As a result of partaking of a fruit. That's experiential knowledge. Not cognitive, but experiential. The kind of knowledge you had. When the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife, is that kind of knowledge I'm talking about? It's experiential. And everybody that has, it's only people that have killed people before that know what it means to live with that experience. It's only people that have disvirgined ladies before that knows what it means to live with the experience. If you stumble into that experiential corridor, you will not be there alone. The spirits responsible for pushing you, you will have to live with them and the encumbrances and the darkness that they carry. Many people are here in church. They do the normal things. They sing in the choir, but they are not free. The reason why they are not free is because they did not heed the warning of God. God kept crying. He said, these dimensions of experiential knowledge in darkness will tie your soul. It will war with your soul. Any time in your life that comes and you want to take off like a tornado in God, if those things are not properly dealt with, you will not go too far. Satan wanted to bind your soul with an experience in his potter that will form his legitimacy of bringing his influence over your life and tying your soul down. That's the kind of knowledge that he was making available to Adam. It was experiential knowledge in darkness. It is from that fruit, that knowledge reserve, that things like witchcraft were discovered. It is from that knowledge reserve that necromancy was uncovered. And these things are practices that you enter into experientially. Now, God wanted to keep Adam away from these depths of Satan. And as such, he came and gave him counsel. A young man came to me and said, anywhere I go, ladies will be following me. Anywhere I go, ladies, black one, tall one, they follow me. anywhere where I go, they follow. I say, I told him, go and follow them for now. Because I've been preaching to the young man, the man. He said, I'm weak. They follow me. Anywhere. Bauchi, they follow me. Pogombe, they follow. Go. Go and you are interested in something there. Hallelujah. Many years later, the young man had experiential knowledge. Strange knowledge. And when he came back, he was a bundle of bondage. Because he has tapped into a layer that God is not the governor. So the powers responsible for those layers began to lay claim to his soul. In that service, oh my God, are you still with me? Demons, he told the story that one day he was in his room and then a red creature came into the room. And as the red creature appeared, he was seeing the creature. He just realized he had no physical strength to run away from the place. Hallelujah. Then the red creature used the tail, tied him. And then the red creature entered into him through his mouth. From that day, his life changed. Hallelujah. This guy, I'm telling you, is the son of a pastor. He was raised in the way of the Lord. He became careless. He went and ate a fruit. He gained experiential knowledge. And this knowledge is knowledge that is kept under the care of dark forces. That was the knowledge that God did not intend Adam to have. Meanwhile, when Satan came to advertise his manifesto to Satan, to Adam, it was that knowledge he was offering him. In the day that you eat of this fruit, you shall become wise. Your eyes shall be open. God knows this fact. It is because he has this knowledge that he decided to resist you from entering into this dimension. Hallelujah. You know, I said that that realm has its own king. It has its own reality. And even has his own dictionary. Because when God came to the garden to visit Adam as usual, the Bible reveals that the voice of the Lord came into the garden. And what happened was that Adam, are you with me? Adam said that I heard your voice, and I was afraid. I hid myself because I was naked. And so God now said, that word naked is not in my lexicon. That word naked doesn't exist in my layer. Have you eaten of the fruit? The fruit is experiential knowledge. It is through this experiential knowledge that we tap into Satan's lexicon. And that was what God was trying to avoid. Are you with me? Now, we need to define this kind of nakedness very well. Because Adam said that he was afraid because he was naked. The last time I checked, a man that is naked is supposed to be ashamed. But Adam in this scripture was afraid. He felt vulnerable. He felt unprotected, uncovered as a result of his nakedness. The nakedness we speak of here transcends natural nakedness. The nakedness that is so naked that even the soul can sense it. The attendant dimensions of his vulnerability can be sensed in the soul. Somebody is here under the sound of my voice tonight, and you are naked. You see, the Bible is so explicit, because the state of nakedness is a reality that is held in the present. If you are naked in your soul, you will know. If you are clothed in your soul, you will know. And Adam described his condition as a state of nakedness that was responsible for a terrific kind of fear that he could not explain. I heard thy voice, and I hid myself because I was naked. I remember many, many years ago, I don't know what happened, and I don't know where the war began. But I knew that my family was involved in a war, an ancient war, an old war, a wicked war. And because of this war, anytime any member of the family becomes 21 years old, something terrible happens. Firstborn got to 21 years old. He had a mental condition called schizophrenia. Secondborn, 21 years old, stepped on something, and the right leg became as three times big as the left. Hallelujah. Thirdborn, when he got to 21, was dying, but all the tests, the medical centers, the laboratories could not detect his infirmity. I saw my immediate elder brother, who is the fourth born of the family, I saw him run mad in the night. The day he became mad, I saw it. I saw him 1 minute he was okay, 1 minute later he was mad. The reason why it was happening like that was because we were naked. A state of nakedness. I came tonight to tell us about the colonial masters. God wants to colonize you, and Satan wants to colonize you too. If you're already conquered by Satan, your state will be a state of nakedness. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Nakedness. Strange experiences began to happen in that family. Meanwhile, we used to pray religious prayers every night. But with those prayers, the measure of satanic invasion increased. Then I went on a personal adventure in search of God. The first thing I did was that I dashed God my life. That is, I gave God everything. In fact, actually there was nothing to give, because there was nothing left. The nakedness has stripped me of anything that was there in the first. So when I say I gave God, there was nothing remaining. But I started the journey by selling out to God. And what I was seeking was clothing. Clothing that was clothing enough in the day, in the evil day. Clothing that was clothing enough in the day where the kingdom of darkness orchestrates a visitation. That was when I learned how to pray in the night. And it came to pass, I was in, what level was I when I was 21 years on campus? It was my birthday. By 12 midnight, I will become 21. And those days we had this prayer that we used to pray from 12 midnight to 1 a.m. in the morning. What did we call it? We call it, we gave the prayer one name. I've forgotten the name. And it came to pass, I was late for prayer, so I was running. I was on a campus walkway. And I know campus walkways are never totally empty.
Because some guys are nocturnals. They live more in the night than in the daytime. I was running for prayers, and it came to pass that as I was running, a bird appeared. I know you won't believe that aspect, that part. A bird did what? I did not say that a bird flew. I said a bird appeared. I know the difference between flying and appearing. I was old enough to know the difference. And this bird wanted to perch on my head. That was how I realized how my brothers run mad. But unfortunately for the bird, before it came, I was clothed. Yes. As he was trying to make his land, I spoke in tongues. I spoke tongues in capital letters. When I started speaking in tongues, the bird wanted to change into a man. So I knew the Holy Spirit spoke into my ears that if you entertain fear, you will die. So I closed my eyes. When I opened it after 15 minutes of prayer, the bird was on ground with broken wings. Now, I did not take dagger to strike the bird. I was just doing my capital letter exercise, and it led to broken wings. I chased it, it entered into the bush, I left it, I went for prayers, and I forgot. 3 days later, somebody in the village, he woke up, he came in front of his doorpost and fell face down and died. Since then, that bird stopped moving. My younger ones became 21, nothing happened to them. It ended with me because I was clothed. I don't know why you are clapping, but what I'm saying doesn't require a clap. I'm saying there's a visitation on the way, and only people that are clothed can escape it. Hallelujah. He said, who told you that you were naked? This is a foreign war. Nakedness that is so naked that your soul begins to fear. All forms of covering was taken away. And all the symptoms of the vulnerability of humankind was made manifest in its fullest extent. That was the first time in the history of man that he was uncovered in that kind of state. And when God came to him, he hid himself. I want to ask you a question. Is your running away from God tied to that nakedness of soul? So anytime God begins to get serious in the environment, you look for a way to bail out, which is one of the symptoms of nakedness. And that was the creation of the devil, to make man naked so that even the voice of God will make him hide. I hid myself because I was naked. The presence of God will now become a fiend of terror to a man that is naked in the soul. Such a person cannot be established because insecurities will bedevil his soul such that his confidence will be lacking. A state of default defeat has been attained just by nakedness. And you see, this nakedness that I speak about is so deep that you can be putting clothes on in the natural, but your soul is bare. Tonight is a day of destiny. And the Lord comes here with clothing. He comes that He might cover that nakedness of the soul, that is the source of all vulnerability. That nakedness of the soul that makes you an object of attack, an object of subjugation, an object of slavery to the kingdom of darkness. Every form of repair and transformation and reformation that we do on a person who is naked in the soul is a wasted investment. It's just like you are trying to somebody that is hard on marijuana, you want to bring the person to invest in. See, his love for marijuana will not allow him succeed. He is tied to something. He is in love with something. And that which is in love with will ultimately influence his possibilities. There's something more grievous than being on drugs. This nakedness that I speak about. This nakedness is a sentence. It's a sentence that comes upon everyone that operates in disobedience and that has declared independence from God. The Lord comes with clothing. And just in case you are under the sound of my voice tonight, I came to tell you that there is a possibility for the rat race in your life to be over today. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Anywhere you are, I want you to rise on your feet. It's a moment of destiny. This moment is critical. This moment has been designed to create a bridge from whence men will translate from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, where light will become your inner clothing, and that insecurity, that fear that you sense anytime you are approaching God, will be swallowed by that light. I came to make a proclamation tonight that God wants to clothe the naked of soul. Oh! I've seen people that the devil has dealt with. On Christmas Day, you know, on my wedding day, I wore a white suit. So it's a standard suit. It's there in my house. So one day, I just wanted to remember my wedding, and I put on the whole regalia the way it was. Went to church. When I came back, I met some people outside my house with a madman. I told them, hallelujah, those were the days that I preached. I was working in Lagos, and I came home, and when my son saw me, he said, "Uncle." So I knew that I had to spend more time at home. So I now came back, canceled every... I'm telling you the truth. My son called me uncle. I canceled every appointment just to be with him and play with him and play with him. So I dedicated that time to him and his mother. And then when we came back from church, they brought a madman. I said, "See, I'm on leave. I'm not available." See, then when I went back, the boy that I took leave to play with now said, "Daddy, can you help them? Can you help?" I said, "No, this there's no matter of helping here. The issue is I came for you." My wife now can say, "Can you do anything about this? You people have been complaining that I've been on their feet preaching everywhere and I've forgotten home. I came home now, and there's challenge, and you are still recommending that you attend to it." They say you have our blessing. Go. When Anna investigated the case, what was the case? This young man in 300 level met some people in the deep occult of the river, and they promised to make him a star. He received the initiation, and then the guardian of the priesthood appeared and told him that in order for him to confirm that he will be dedicated to the cult, he has to go and sleep with his mother. He tried. It didn't work. He attempted. His heart won't carry it. Hey! And they gave him 14 days to accomplish that task. On the 14th day, he called his mother. He said, I've joined something. And they said, I should sleep with you. Well, I could not. This is the last day I have to be normal. But if it happens that I don't die, do anything to bring me back. 3 hours after I said that, he started hitting his head on concrete. In fact, when I went to the psychiatric hospital in Benue State, it was not very difficult to locate because he was the one hitting head on the wall. They brought elders from the village. Ezemo, they brought all kinds of people. They could not help him. When one man gives his life to the devil, the entire community will suffer. That man will become an open door for them to encounter the workings of a strange realm. A strange realm that God wanted to insulate us from. For which he said, in the day you eat of this fruit, ye shall surely die. Hallelujah. I started praying for him in a psychiatric ward. And other mad people began to manifest. So the doctors and the nurses, it was not the demons they casted out. It was me they casted out of the hospital. They kept the demons. They were pampering demons. When you ask them, what is the name of this? They say it is... what's that name again? Pathology. Pathology. That this is pathology. This pathology. What? I was seeing creatures, demons. But when they were looking for somebody to cast out, they left the demons. It was me that the doctors cast out. So I now told them, if you want your boy to be free, dispatch him. I said that by 12 noon, left them there. They succeeded in discharging him by 4:30. Because the elder from the village said, this small boy, he said we should carry him. Can this small boy bring solution? Can you not see this beard? Me, I don't have wisdom for this small boy. So when he said that, I left them. By 4:30, they discharged him. Brought him to the church. And we started praying for him. The prayer was 13 minutes. He came back to his right mind. 13 minutes. After that, we had to lead him to Christ. He had to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And then we admitted him for intensive care for 3 days. We taught him how to pray from 12 midnight to 5 a.m. He left the place because we told him that we come back. We need to give you weapons so that when they come back, you will have what to say. Because they met you naked. That was why they struck. But if you are clothed and they meet you, you will stand with them at the gate. I have come tonight to provide clothing by the hand of the Lord to anyone that is naked of soul. You might have been hanging around church, doing God church stuff, attending services and all of that. But what we are talking about here reaches beyond the religion and the activities. It reaches deep into the infirmity of your soul. And that's why I want to cry tonight. If you are here today, probably you have been playing church, doing church stuff, and all of that, and you know you have not surrendered to Jesus. And as I speak to you, the Holy Ghost is troubling you. I need you to know that that knock of the Holy Spirit will not last forever. And that's why the Bible says, when you hear His voice, harden not your heart. If you are here, and you are saying, I put an end to the rat race, and I want to embrace God. I want to start a journey of covenant. Walk with Jesus. Labor with Jesus. Until I fulfill everything that was written concerning me in the heavens above. If that's what you're saying, put your right hand on your chest anywhere you are on the field. You want to rebel against the devil. If that's what you're saying, put your right hand on your chest in soberness. And then raise your left hand up so that I can see you. Left hand up. Right hand on your chest. Left hand up. Right hand on your chest. Be bold about it. It's time to rebel against Satan. It's time to rebel against the devil. Tonight was set in place to recover such as you. Right hand on your chest. Left hand up. The light won't let me see. And just in case your left hand is up, your right hand is on your chest, come to this pulpit now so that I can pray for you and break the yoke upon your life. Be bold. Walk out. Walk out. Walk out. Don't allow the devil win the argument over your soul. Don't allow the devil. Don't allow Satan win the argument of your soul. I know he's arguing with so many people now. Don't go. Don't go. He colonized the first Adam with a voice. Don't become a slave of voice. Hear the voice that is calling from eternity, seeking to create a pathway to enter into the darkness of your soul and to clothe it with light. Anywhere you are, walk out. Maybe you are a child of a pastor, a son of a priest, a daughter of a preacher. Your father's title will not save you. Come and receive a garment for your soul. A garment, covering. I wait for you. I await you. Covering for your soul. For those of you that have made it to the front, begin to ask God for mercy. Ask Him for mercy. I remember many years ago when I made this decision. Oh my God, it was the best decision I ever made in my life. I'm waiting for 12 more people. I'm waiting for 12 more people trying to hide under darkness so that this opportunity will be missing. Those 12 people hiding in the congregation. This is your time. This is your time. Rebel against Satan. Rebel against Satan. Rebel against Satan. Rebel against Satan. You can rebel. I invite you. I invite you. I invite you to join up from the darkness at the back. Join up. It's a call of destiny. God can begin with you in your family. He can start with you in your own generation. And so we make a call. A call tonight. A call tonight. So that that nakedness can be done away with. I await you. I await you. I await those ladies. I await those two ladies. Those two ladies sitting together. I await two of you. I await you. I await you. Remember, this knock will not last forever. This knock will not last forever. This knock will not last forever. I await you. I await you.
I await you. I await that young man. That young man. You didn't want to come here. You came here at the dying moment. It was God that was manipulating your steps so that you can be clothed. Now take the bold step, rebel against the devil, and stand out here. Young man, it's your time. It's your time. It's your time. Glory to God. For those of you in the front, talk to Jesus. Ask him for mercy. Ask him for mercy. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to write your name in the book of life. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. Satan, I bind you. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. It's your day of destiny. It's your day of destiny. It's your time of destiny. Glory. 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 It's your day of destiny. It's your day of destiny. It's your day. It's your day. It's your time. It's your time. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. From the depth of your heart, I want you to say, Father, I come to you today. I accept that I'm a sinner. I accept that I've declared independence from you. Have mercy on me. I receive your blood to wash me from my sin. I receive your grace to live for you. Every covenant that I entered into, knowingly or unknowingly, I renounce it today, and I call his power broken over me. I yield myself to serve your will all the days of my life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Two things. There is a miracle service. We want to start here now. But I want you to... Where is the counselor? Now, those are the counselors. Can you just move over to where the counselors are? You join us back in the next 15 minutes for the miracle service. There is a guarantee that the power of God will move here today. So please celebrate them as they make the move. They are gallant people that have rebelled against the devil. They have rebelled. They have rebelled. They have rebelled against Satan. They have rebelled against the kingdom of darkness. Your life will never remain the same. This decision that you have made will be the foundation of that which God will do in your life. You will become the starting point in your family, through which God will stretch forth his hands and break the yoke of the devil. Celebrate them with a clap offering as they make the move. For those of you on the field, it's time for miracles. While I prayed this afternoon, I saw that there'll be miracles and impartation. There are some people that have been pressing into God, making demands on heaven for some dimensions of grace. I saw that in the spirit, and God will be coming through to you. He will bring the response to the prayers that you have been making all this while. Strange things will take place. Strange things will take place. Now, you want to begin to ask God for a request. Make a request right now. You see, if there's electricity in the house and you don't switch on the light bulb, there's no demand on the power that is available. You may not enjoy the implication of that power. So can you make a demand on God right now? Make a demand on God. Make a demand on God. The angels are already here. Oh my. Now, let's understand what's happening. What's happening there? Give me sound on your keyboard. Raise it now. This is the time. This is the time. God will open up His vista. He will open up His vista in the next 5 minutes. He will open up His vista in the next 5 minutes. Lopres kamante sosola branda babohola. La bronte ke samaha presko. Please don't be absent-minded. Don't be looking around. Make demands right now. Make demands right now. You don't need to be looking at the preacher. The preacher has nothing of himself to give to you. But God is present here. The prayers of the saints have drawn His presence. Now He is willing of heart to dispense the dividends of His grace and His kindness. Oh, we give You glory. We thank You for coming. Thank You for coming, Lord. Thank You for coming. Thank You for coming. Thank You for coming. Thank You for coming. We make demands on Your power. Make demands on Your spirit. We make demands tonight in the name of Jesus. We make demands tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, counselors, when you get the details, allow the new converts to come back, because something is about to hit this ground. Oh, Mayan Tobo Sike Mahalatami. Press conva latizo zonehelebre. Robin Zosovaha. Avre comba sika. Males cobre nahabes kudiate. Oh! Ama mama mama. Ama mama 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 mama. Oh! The hand of God will be made manifest on this field. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. For with God, all things are possible. Ela bocombre masi. Antro celebronde kesta onde. Alambro kosama. Counselors are waiting for you. When you are done, just give me a signal. Everyone must partake of this feast of miracles, feast of signs, feast of wonders. The hand of God will be spread forth over the field. Ha ha! Hey! Kabole nete mama. Oh my God. Presco basila mantabo. Proseke dalabonde scamantale capresco. I combalasu se presca balato meneketelia. Brando comba samandale. Prasketa meno combe hisatiata. Eprekento samanto I caparasco prenda campate. Yes, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. One more prayer point before we begin to pray. As you are standing on that field, can you raise a prayer point concerning your family? That from this field, may the hand of God be stretched to visit your family. There is no distance in the spirit. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. No distance in the spirit. God can arise from this ground and go places and break yokes. Angels can be dispatched. All kinds of things can take place beyond this geographical location. And we call upon His name. I am Ome. I am Ome Lamo. Oh, I am Ome. Sere Combramine. Sabena. Aha. Combela Sika. I am Ome. I am Omale Boboria Sama. Ebrameno Sika Mantali. Aye bobe, aye bobe. Selin ton kambe. Oh, aye bo manine, aye bo sambalate. Ha ha. Eh, aye bobe, aye masela boma. Oh, we overcome anything contrary to Christ in this atmosphere. We overcome it. Let thrones bow. Let princes bow. Let princes fall. Let princes capsize. At the name of Jesus. Thrones. Princes, come down. Come and I yell, boy. I am a man. I am a man of me, Samama. Jesus, we give a praise. Oh, oh,
crowd. Strange things will happen in this crowd. Okay? So spread yourself. Spread yourself. Spread yourself. Oh, there is a committee on the crowd already. Alright, let's pray together. In the name of Jesus. No, I didn't hear your amen. I say in the name of Jesus. Father, time has come. First of all, I want to ask of you. There are several people here crying for grace, crying for impartation, crying for a touch of your hand, a consolidation of your move in their lives. Several of them cry, the hunger, the thirst. Now I ask, O God, from my left hand side,
to my right hand side. Every hungry heart in this, on this field, let there be an impartation of your spirit. Holy Ghost, 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 the hand of God will locate.
Oh my God.
Father, locate that sister. 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 Yes, it's coming stronger. 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 It's coming stronger now. Kayabo Kaski Mantale. Lord, put your hand on the choir, 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 on the choir. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Abre keke boko soboko. Abre makai. There is a lady. You are carrying. You are carrying something on your waist that was placed there by the devil. Now I command that yoke on your waist break. I command. This is the time. You came with a deaf person, this is the time. You came blind, this is your time. You came afflicted of the enemy, this is your time. We have come to draw. We will draw. We will draw. We'll draw from you. From you. From you. Mighty name. Now listen, I want to give a few instructions. Just listen to me. Now people in the healing and deliverance team, where are you? Huh? Can you just wave? Alright. Okay, I'll give you an instruction. Now listen, I already see that there are some people that are deaf in one ear. One of your ears hears better than the other ear, or one of your ears does not hear at all. I already see that. Now if that's your case, let me see your hand up. One of your ears hears better. Have you seen anyone? Alright. Okay. Now listen. For deaf, this is what you will do. Can you see this index finger here? Can you see? Put this finger in the ear that does not hear. Now you see, you don't follow instructions. You don't follow instructions. I didn't say you should bring anybody out. Did I ask you to bring somebody out? Just follow my instructions. Now, you'll be doing wrong if you decide to do something apart from what I'm instructing. So for deaf, stand where you are. This finger here, put it in the deaf ear and seal it properly. Hallelujah. Amen. For pain, put your hand where the pain is. If it's blindness, cover your eyes with your palm. If the person has paralysis, you put your hand on the paralyzed part of the body. You don't need to change your location. Anywhere you are will be sufficient for tonight. I've seen somebody in the congregation, I'm seeing your heart, the person is looking at me like this. You know what? Your unbelief cannot do anything here, because Jesus wants to heal. So even if you don't believe, it will happen. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to pray a simple prayer, and when I pray that prayer, miracles will begin to take place. Healings will begin to take place. It will begin to take place on a very large scale. I just came back from Oka to say, 240 people were healed in one service. Chronic, terrible, strange things coming out of people's body. Hallelujah. Are you ready now? So put your hand the way I instructed. Let's pray together. This prayer I'm praying, you don't need to say amen. Just put your hand where I say you should put it. And in case you are praying for somebody that is not here, just put your hand on your chest. The angels will see your faith. The power of God might even come upon you because you are standing in for somebody. That's the same power that will be acting on the person anywhere the person is at this point in time. And God will start a work.
that will glorify himself in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the victory that you secured over the kingdom of darkness. Thank you for the privilege that you have granted us to speak your name on such a day as this. I ask that you stretch your hand over this crowd. As the faces of the people are different, so are their challenges. So I ask, Lord, that you touch everybody at that place of need. And let great praise come to your name. I rebuke every deafening spirit. I bind the spirit of deafness. And I command you, come out and be gone in the name of Jesus. I bind every pain. Oh my. Asthma, hear me. Asthma, hear me. Asthma, hear me. I bind you. And I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. Every form of paralysis, symptoms of paralysis on the hands, on the limbs, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to come out. Pain on the chest, pain around the umbilical cord, I command you, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Pains on the back, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Lung conditions, go now in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing somebody that has a pain inside of your ear. There is a pain in your ear that is beginning to fade away. I command that pain, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I see someone that normally has problems with breathing. Sometimes it comes upon you and it's difficult for you to breathe. It's a demon. And I'm even seeing the demon now. And I take authority over that spirit, that binding spirit. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone is finding it difficult to sleep at night. If there's a little noise and you wake up, it'll be difficult for you to get back to sleep. Arrest that spirit of unrest, and I cast it into the desert in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I dispatch healing into the crowd. Oh my, he has started healing already. I dispatch healing into the crowd. Let it be perfected. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, you can remove your hand and then check that part of your body. For those that have hearing conditions, please beckon on somebody close to you to help you test the ear while you cover the one that hears very well. And when you notice that you are healed, let me see your hand up. Just wave like this if you notice you are healed. All right, somebody healed at the back there. If you notice you are healed, let me see your hand up. You notice you are healed. Now, anybody healed of deafness? Deafness. A condition of your ears. Anybody like that? Just wave so that I can see you. Oh my God, I can't see through this light. Anybody healed there? Of deafness? Please come. Those of you healed of deafness, come forward. Oh my God, somebody, there's a pain on your abdomen. It just left. Check. Anybody healed like that? All right. Deafness. If your ear open, come. Where are you? Your ear open. Come. I want to see you because I saw. Check your body now. If you notice that you are healed, let me see your hand again. Let me see it again. Just wave it so that I can see. All right. Oh. Okay. Glory. Where is the man healed of deafness? Do you have
a microphone. Help me, please. Help me, please. Tomorrow night on the other campus, it's night of fire. Night of fire. You will remember that day for many, many years. Yes, give him the microphone. What happened to you?
My ear.
Oh, my, I can't hear him. Okay, can three of you, all of you for ear? Come, my own mic is good. Let them pass. All right? Okay. Come up. Come up. Now, so what exactly happened? What was the condition of your ear before? Did you feel anything when we prayed? What's the condition now?
No. My left ear cannot hear clearly, but my right ear hear clearer than my left ear. So during the prayers, the thing just left. I was feeling like a kind of shock in my ear.
You were feeling like a kind of shock in your ear?
Yes.
And then the thing left. Is it clear now?
It's clearer.
Hallelujah. Now, can we help me? Cover the ear that doesn't hear very well. Is it this one? You can hear it. Oh my God, he's here. Can you give glory to Jesus? Lord, we plant your blood on him and we decree that this miracle is permanent. You may go. God bless you. Sister, what happened? Yes, sister says her right ear.
I couldn't hear with it for a long time.
For how many years now?
7-8 years.
For 8 years, the ear was shut down. Now, when we prayed, did you feel anything?
Yes, sir. I felt.
What did it feel like?
I heard your voice when you said we should open our ear.
She just hit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, it is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, come. Come. Healings are still taking place here. Healings. 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 And then, when I take these testimonies, it would have spread further. Yes. What happened?
My right ear.
Okay.
I don't hear from my right ear.
You don't hear from your right ear?
Yes.
For how long now?
For, I think, about 5 to 6 years now.
5 years now, he's not been hearing from his right ear. So what happened when we prayed?
As we were praying, my ear was getting hotter and hotter.
Was getting hot.
Hotter. So immediately I removed my hands from my ear. Mm-hmm. I heard better than my left ear.
So the ear that wasn't hearing, now hears better than the one that hears. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. We give him praise. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. And we'll plant your blood upon him. The miracle is permanent in Jesus' name. You are released. Yes? What happened to you?
My right ear.
Your right ear. What happened to your right ear?
I always receive a sharp pain.
There's a sharp pain inside the ear.
Yeah, and something like a pulse, unlike the normal ear that.
Okay, pulse comes out of it.
Yeah, something like, unlike the normal ear that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what happened?
When I was praying.
Yes.
The pain started fading away.
The pain started fading away.
Yes, sir.
The pain started fading away. And then, oh my God, Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. We plant the blood. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, brother?
My both eyes.
Your both eyes?
Yes.
What happened?
Over time, I've been unable to see clearly from a far distance. But as soon as I opened my eye, I was able to read the crystals.
His eyes were corrected. Glory. His sight corrected. Come. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you were healed, let me just wave. If it had to do with something, eyes, ears, and you are still there, wave again. Eyes and ears. Now, come. Eyes and ears. That's the only testimony for this night. The rest, I'll pray for you. We don't have time. But tomorrow, tomorrow is for fire. fire is combustible. Combustible fire. We release it into Mina. It will begin to burn combustible. Yes. Quickly, quickly. Okay? Bro. Okay.
With his eyes.
Your dad has been having a problem with his eyes, okay?
Yes, sir. He has had two operations on the eyes.
Two operations on the eyes?
Yes, so I stood in for him. Okay. And while we were praying, I felt the eyes vibrating, my eyes.
You felt your eyes vibrating, yes, you were standing in, yes, for your father. Now, you, why are you standing there? Are you an usher? Okay.
And I believe that he has been healed.
Now, you are going to call your dad after this service. And then you speak to him. Anything he tells you, tell the president, he knows how to reach me. Yes, because, oh my. Come. Father, we reach his dad through him. And we ask that what you have begun to do, let it be permanent in the life of his father, in Jesus' name. Yes, next person.
Concerning my
eyes. Your what?
My eyes.
Your eyes.
Yes.
Okay, what was the condition of your eyes before?
Before, my eye was normal since when I was giving birth to, but when I went to write WAEC, I don't know how. I woke up one morning, my eyes started scratching and getting red. Up to today, until God just laid it and I'm healed. Thank God.
Now you see, media people, you didn't allow us. Sister, come. All right, start again.
I said it was concerning my eyes, and since when I went to write WAEC, my eyes. One morning I just woke up, my eyes were getting red and scratching every day. That's how it continued. I used eye drop, but it never stopped. But until today, the Lord laid his hand upon my eyes, and now my eyes are okay. And it's also concerning my mom and my dad. They usually complain of eye pain, but today I said because of these prayers, I know they are healed. And as I'm going to call them, I'm going to hear great testimony.
You don't know what happens when demons perch on people's eyes. Lord, in the name of Jesus, this is permanent. And we'll hear testimonies from the parents too later after the service. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes? Yes? This brother has been doing like this since, I don't know. Why he's doing like this?
Hallelujah. So you wouldn't know why I've been doing like this. When the prayer started, I had to place my mom on call because she was diagnosed of glaucoma. She had the first surgery about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And just last year, the situation became worse.
Okay.
That just some few meters away from her, she would not be able to see clearly again.
Okay.
So when we started prayers, I placed her on call. I said she should join in the prayers.
Okay.
And as you said, we should start checking ourselves. I told her to remove her eyeglasses. She did remove the eyeglasses, and she confirmed to me that she stepped out and where she was, she could see light. She stepped out of the house.
Somebody give Jesus a shout.
Everywhere clearly. To God be the glory.
Glory to God! Glory! Glory! Glory to God! Glory to God! Lord, our miracle is sealed by your blood, and it's permanent in the name of Jesus. It's permanent. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Glory to God! Glory to God! Celebrate him! Oh my God! Yes!
I was having pain in my left ear, actually.
Okay, you were having pain in your left ear. Now, is it a demonic attack on this mic or is deliberate? We need to trace the source
of this seizure. Okay. All right, go on.
Praise God. Why the testifying actually? So when he said people are going to be healed again, so okay. I noticed that it was relieved actually.
Okay, the pain
relieved. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah! Because we spoke about pain in the ear, and he is relieved already. We seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes? Come. There's still a final prayer we need to pray as a congregation before we break camp tonight.
Praise God. I've been having this pain on my right ear for as long as I can remember. It's either if I'm in a noisy environment or very cold environment, I usually have this pain and it affects the head and the whole of me. But today, I also had the pain. And during the course of the prayer, initially there was nothing until now, when you asked for the second son of to come out, and I felt a great relief, and I believe it's
glory been. To God. Glory. We'll plant the blood, and we'll decree it is permanent in Jesus' name. Yes, brother?
For 12 years, I've been having issues seeing at a distance.
For 12 years, he has not been able to see at a distance. What's the name of that? Is that short-sightedness or long-sightedness? Which of the options? Short-sightedness. Okay.
I've used glass, but it failed to rectify. While I came
out... Used glasses, it failed to rectify?
While I was sitting at the back, I was finding it difficult to see you. But while the first testifier was testifying that he was able to read the crystals written, I also realized immediately that I could also read it.
His eyes... Open, you are corrected. Angels are here. Come. No more glasses for you. Even in old age, no more glasses. He's sealed by the blood of Jesus. Yes, sister?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've been having myopia for the past 7 years.
Myopia, what's that one?
Short-sightedness. I was supposed to go home today because I have an interview with my optician, and I've been using glasses. I don't see the board in class, but I was here.
Now she uses glasses, so she's not kidding. Okay, this is for myopia. Go on.
When they said that if you know you have been healed, I was leaning down here. I could see. I had to go to the back to confirm.
To
if
confirm.
I
if
was really seeing, and I could
actually. Sure Kambresko Fanahana. Now, if you have an appointment with a doctor, the Lord, the doctor, will disappoint your appointment with a doctor. In the name of Jesus. For how long have you used this?
Since 2011.
2011 till date. She's been on this heavy stuff. We banish glasses even. At old age, you have no need for glasses in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you. Yes? How many people left? Two left. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I used to have this burning sensation on my left eye. After the prayers, I could notice the burning sensation was gone. And when immediately I placed my hand on my eye, I could see it in a kind of negative vision.
Okay.
And after that, the burning sensation was over and I could see clearly.
Glory. That burning sensation, that's the healing anointing. Sometimes it's like fire, sometimes heat, and sometimes like ice block, ice cold. Right? That's the healing anointing. And we are still learning about the anointing. That's why we ask people, what did you feel? And then you update your knowledge bank. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that this miracle is permanent in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My siblings, both of them, they've been diagnosed of epilepsy.
Epilepsy, okay.
Since the past 3 to 4 years now.
Okay.
I've gone to many places.
Lord have mercy.
I just called my mom now. They were shaking and shouting, trying to come out of the prayer.
They were
are manifesting at home. There's no distance in the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. No distance in the spirit. Yes, Lord.
And I've been having short-sightedness since 2011. When I was at the back, I could see the writing at the front. I couldn't see
before. Her eyes were corrected from the back. Short-sightedness dealt with. Oh my God, oh my God. Come, come, sister. Come. Lord God Almighty. We use as a point of contact to reach our family. Oh, let the menace of epilepsy come to a final end tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. And our eyes, Lord, that you touched, it shall be so. It shall be permanent. In Jesus' name. Now tomorrow, while we are doing the healing rally tomorrow, you can switch on your phone, call a sick person, and then just allow the person to flow with the atmosphere. You will see the number of miracles, signs and wonders that God will rough on the lives of people that are not physically present here. Now, if you are still here, you can lift up your right hand. Because what God wants to do now is that He wants to release the healing anointing on 12 people. 12 people will flow with the healing spirit, healing grace. Oh, Mahatebu. We have come to draw. We will draw.
There
are 12 people.
We have come to draw. We have come to draw.
I love all celebrate. Ubala Santa celebrate. Help me locate these 12 special people that will carry the healing grace. I will begin to experience the healing power on campus and beyond campus. A mighty measure of the healing grace. Let it come upon them. Let the anointing come. Help me locate them so that I will know them by the anointing. Now, wait. Now, choir, I saw in the spirit. There's something God wants to deposit here. Just your right hand, that's all. Father, in this choir, the people that you have decided to show your favor, let your hand come on them. 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 Holy Spirit, come on them. Holy Spirit, come on them. Holy Spirit, come on them. Show me those two people. Those two people standing here. In this choir, help me find them. 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 Let grace come. Lord, let grace come on these vessels. Let grace come on these vessels.
Let grace come on them. Fill their vessels up. Fill them up. Fill them up. So that when they minister to the sick, let there be healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name. Listen to me. There is a demonic yoke that must break this night. Now you can remove your hand. Listen to me. Listen to me. All the ladies on this field, take your right hand, put it on, cover your umbilical cord. All the ladies on this field, take your right hand, cover your umbilical cord. Whether you are an usher, choir member, deliverance team member, I'm looking for two ladies. Father, in the name of Jesus, anywhere those ladies that the devil has tied, the devil has brought bondage upon them, and you want to lose them tonight, help me locate them. 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 Ushers, I need those two ladies. Bring those two ladies to the altar. Bring those two ladies to the altar. Lord, help me locate them. Locate them. Locate them. Bring them to the altar. Bring them to the altar. Try to climb. Try to climb. Just try. 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 Try your best. Yes. Bring her in. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the yoke. Yes. Bring her in. I break the yoke. Yes. Come. Come. I break it. I command it. Go. 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 In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke. Go. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. Lose her! Lose her! Come, come. Oh, I... Lose her! Lose her! Lose her! Now. Yes, let the spirit go. I command that spirit. Leave her! Leave her! Come. You there. Okay, go. Come. I want you to conduct power for me. This power, receive it first. When you receive it, then you conduct it. Receive the power first. You receive the power first, then you can conduct it. Have you received it? Yes, it's coming stronger. I want you to receive it first so that you can help me conduct it. If you receive it, then you can help me to conduct it. When you receive it, you help me to conduct it. You have received. You have received. Oh yeah. See, put your hand on their stomach here. Cover the umbilical cord. Help me do that now. Okay, and then you see. All right. Command the spirit to come out. Who again wants to help me to conduct? Come. Command the spirit to come out. You come. Father. Command the spirits to go. Command them. Command them to go. Command them. Yes, 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 yes. Loose them. Come. Help me conduct power.
spirit to go. Command the spirit. Anywhere you are, just one prayer point, raise it to heaven. And God will grant that point. One petition to heaven right now. One petition. That the God of heaven might stretch forth his hand and do it for you. Call upon him right now. Yes. Aha. Oh yes. Curamo Santo. Ale Mama La Toma. Oh, we have come to draw. We will draw from you again. That your strong hand, oh God, will ride on the petitions that have been presented before you. That you dispatch angels, ministering spirits, beyond this location to accomplish mighty feats of glory. We raise this campus, oh God, before you. And we ask, oh Father, that your throne be exalted, that your name be lifted high. Let every other name contrary to your name bow. Hey. God is dethroning things in the spirit. He's dethroning things in the spirit. He's dethroning things in the spirit. I am Okamene Salibokondo. Rasketelo Konga Samantaya. Redukema Katualate. He's dethroning things. Can you join your voice and ask God to dethrone things? Bring down things. Pull down things. Destroy things. Everything.
buried. Every covenant at work that is contrary to Christ, we dethrone it, we render it powerless. We proclaim a new day, a new season, a new season, a new season, a new season for this campus, for the body of Christ. We proclaim a new season, a new season,